Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast, and check in with us with your strange, bizarre stories this hour. We shall be back in a moment to get to your calls. Okay, welcome back, and let's go right back to the calls. And don't forget, we also take your text messages, and Skype is open at George97313. Eventually, we're going to start using Twitter as well, in addition to your text questions, too. Let's go to Oklahoma. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the show.
Hello, George. It's a pleasure to talk to you. How are you doing this morning?
Thank you. I'm fine. I hope you are, too.
I've been better, but I have hope.
Well, good. What would make it better?
Well, many things, George, but I've listened to the show off and on since Art Bell. I've been tempted to call 1,000,000,000 times, but your guest earlier this evening speaking about Zozo.
Yeah.
I'm kind of wondering if that's not something that's been influencing the negativity of my life.
Well, now that's an interesting take. Tell me what's been going on.
Just a brief history. I've been found by the agencies that be to be mentally, well, I'm mental health patient, let me put it that way. But
sound pretty good to me right now.
Well, I try to do my best, sir. I take the medications as prescribed, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
I personally believe they're poisons that aren't really helping me because they don't. But to kind of go back to the Zozo thing, my father years ago and my uncle used a Ouija board. And before I was born, matter of fact, my mother was pregnant with me at the time. And the spirit that they contacted claimed to be Genghis Khan. And allegedly, according to my mother's story, that this through the Ouija board, and apparently it was a long session, there was a curse placed on my family. And I'm beginning to wonder, I've never heard of Zozo before, but all it just rang a bell.
Well, you never know. You never know what came through these Ouija boards.
I have an idea. I think I know, George. 6 years ago, June 3rd of 2010, I completed suicide and was revived about 2 minutes after I was coded. And I have to tell you, I've been to what some people refer to as the gates of hell or gate of hell.
Yeah.
There's no gate, sir.
It's wide open, isn't it?
Imagine a pristine pasture, kind of like presented in the children's show Teletubbies. But imagine a black gaping hole that you can see the heat rising from. And just so you know, the road to hell isn't paved with good intentions. It's paved with arms and legs of the people who've been taken there.
Oh, God. Are they screaming? And I mean, is it like horrible?
I did, sir. What they do is the demons that escort, well, they don't escort you. They drag you towards the hole. They dismember you as you go. They take your arms and your legs so that you can no longer physically resist what will happen to you once you cross the threshold. George, luckily I am a born-again Christian.
Good for you, Sean.
I was saved from entering the hole and came back.
You would never want to go back to that hole again, would you?
No, sir. I don't want to approach it. I don't want to think about it, but I can't help but doing so.
How long, when you came back, I assume they revived you where, in a hospital or somewhere?
No, sir, in the ambulance just outside the home that I attempted, well, completed suicide.
How did you attempt to do this to yourself?
I was very determined, apparently, whatever entity had me doing it. I used four different blades, and the carpet knife was the one that worked.
Oh, my God. Would you cut your wrists and things?
No, I did it the, well, according to the internet, the right way. I went from the wrist all the way up to my elbow.
Oh, God, Sean.
About a 9-inch gash or so.
And you've got that scar to show you, right?
Oh, several. There's four scars because there were four attempts until I finally broke the skin. It's really tough. It's amazing what it takes to cut it.
How old were you when you tried this?
I was, see, it was 6 years ago, so I was 42.
Well, that's young.
But I contemplated suicide from the age of 8. So
really?
Yes, sir. It's kind of stupid, but Star Wars saved my life.
How'd that happen?
I was the perfect age when it came out. I was 9 and had already been having those thoughts. And then when I saw George Lucas's vision of the basic story of good versus evil, it also rang a bell.
Did you have a rough childhood?
Yes, sir. I was sexually abused from before I can remember. I was physically abused by my father. I was I've had 2 codependent, horrible relationships. I've been in and out of institutions. I've been deemed the can't remember the terminology that they use. But
can you work now, Sean, or what do you do?
I am employed full time. I'm doing my best to, keep my stuff together so that I can support myself. I don't want to do government subsidy programs or anything like that. My mother raised me better than that. I think, well, not better. I don't mean to do it.
No, I understand. I understand.
I'm at a point where having been where I've been and finding the Lord, the Zozo thing, like I said, it rang a bell with me. I can't help but wonder if...
Yeah, that could be a real factor in your life.
Well, I know the devil is. I mean, I used to be an atheist, sir, until, I attempted and completed a suicide. The near-death experience, I don't know how... I was told I was gone from about 90 seconds to 2 minutes. It seemed a lot longer than that to me. Because they don't hurry you towards the hole. They take their frickin' time because...
They torture you, don't they?
From the very get-go, yes, sir. When they dismember you, they don't do it quickly. They do it very slowly as they walk you towards the hole because... Well, they enjoy the pain and suffering, and they know they feed off the fear that they're generating because you know where you're going.
I want you to remember this website. Ready?
Yes, sir.
VisionaryLiving.com.
VisionaryLiving.com.
That's Rosemary Ellen Guiley's website, and I want you to write her. You can write her an email about Zozo, and I think she'll give you some more information. Check into that, and just keep doing what you're doing. You sound good.
Visionary, I'll say one more time, George, please.
VisionaryLiving.com.
And just so you know, I'm an old radio guy from a long time ago. Whoever chooses your bumper music, they're doing an awesome job.
Well, we've got a great team here.
Yes, sir, you do.
And all right.
I appreciate the professional.
Thanks, Sean. Be well.
Thank you.
And you check in with us every once in a while. Bob in Seattle, welcome to the show, Bob. Good to have you with us. Hi, Bob. There was a Bob, but Bob is going to have to go. Yep, he's gone. But we've got Barry in Rock Hill, South Carolina, is back with us. Hi, Barry.
Hello, George. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, we're getting close. August is right around the corner.
I know it. As a matter of fact, I called back with some information for you, but first of all, it's always true, George. You think you're bad off when things are tough until you hear a story like you just heard.
You got that right.
I feel so tough for this guy. I'd give anything if I could do something for him. I can't do much out of pocket, but gosh knows somebody needs to get behind him and help the guy out some if they can.
Well, and that's what we're here for. You know, we're as close as the phone.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Tommy can get on a thing and get him some kind of a job to help out something. Yeah, it sounds like he wants to help himself if he can.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah. Anyway, let me get started by talking about Asheville. Sure enough, the little theater only holds about 500 people.
It is a very quaint theater. That's what they wanted.
They got it. It is beautiful. It's an old thing right downtown. I'll let you know there's hotels right close by, reasonable price. There's 2 good parking garages right there. You can park your car and never have to leave for 2 days if you don't want to. and it's in a beautiful historical area. I know Asheville fairly well, and but I'm telling you, the idea that I called a little while ago had, gosh knows, George, if you could get simulcast, get it on some programs out there. In other words, darn it, I'm confused all of a sudden. Simulcast, in other words.
Like they're doing in St. Louis.
Yes, like they're doing in St. Louis. Thank you.
They're doing that. So, yeah, we'll talk to the promoters of the event. So I hear, though, that they're saying the tickets are going pretty fast.
Well, they are. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you went ahead and asked me that. It's over 300 are already sold, she told me.
That means only 200 left.
That's right. There's less than 200 left. She said it was over 300, but she didn't know the exact number.
And you've been inside the theater, haven't you?
No. I called and talked to her on the phone.
Okay, because it's got a balcony, too.
Yes, they do. They have a balcony seats that are reserved. And she said it's like being in a New York play. It's like being
intimate.
In the big time.
That's fun.
I must be on the front row, George.
That's good. Well, you have to wave at me. I met you once, but, you know, it's been a couple of years, so you'll have to wave at me so I know where you are.
Yes, darn it. I was hoping to see you for a little while Saturday afternoon, darn it, but Tommy said y'all were going to be so busy.
I'll be rehearsing and everything else.
Yeah. Well, are you going to meet some of the public, or leaving?
No. There will be a meet and greet at the event sometime.
Okay, I'll try to get close enough and introduce my wife. And plus, I want to meet Tommy too. He's my new.
You have not met him, have you?
No, I sure haven't. I feel like I have. I've got a buddy. I think he called you, Sammy.
Yes, he did.
Yep, he's a trucker, and I mentioned the show, and he said, yeah, I'll listen to that. He said, I'll get back into it. And sure enough, he called me up, and he said, hey, I'm going to be on Coast to Coast tonight.
As a matter of fact, he said, I bet Barry's listening right now. All right, kid, I'll see you in a few months.
Okay, I'll let you go, and but tell the people, go ahead and get their tickets. And because they're going to be sold out within a month, in my opinion, but you know how that goes.
Okay. Thank you, Barry. Appreciate it. Now we go to Tim. Is this right, Tom? He's in Australia? Whoa, down under. Hey, Tim, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Good. Good to have you with us.
You can hear me okay?
Yes, I sure can.
Okay, good. What I wanted to talk about, well, first of all, I sent a CD out at the first of the year. I've been having dreams of all these disasters in the U.S. for the last, 25 years or so.
Oh, boy.
And some of them are very specific places I know and people I know and this sort of thing.
Have they happened?
I'm sorry, what?
Have some of these events already happened?
No.
Ah, okay.
So, but they've been increasing and increasing, and they're happening very rapidly now. So, anyways, I sent you a presentation at the first of the year on a CD with some other things, too, and I never heard anything. So
I never got that, Tim.
Anyways, the first one I wanted to talk about is these are all in dreams. I'm on a great river. I wake up, like, hovering above a great river, and to my right is a big bridge. It's probably almost like a mile across. And I'm standing there for about 5 seconds or so, and then, boom! And then just wah, 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 wah. And I'm like pulled to the right, like almost like a really violent roller coaster.
Yeah.
And I look at the bridge, which is kind of ahead and to my right. And the bridge fell over almost on its side, probably about a 45-degree angle.
Oh, geez.
The bridge, I went back and I did some research. It's Interstate 24 going across the Ohio River.
Wow.
I was initially thinking it was the Mississippi, but it exactly matches what I saw.
They had a bridge in Minneapolis that collapsed several years ago.
No, this was due to an earthquake.
Okay.
And so what happened when the earthquake happened, it lasted for about 5 seconds, but I was probably pulling about, I'm thinking about 3 G's to my right, almost like I was being launched off an aircraft carrier.
Wow.
And then the bridge fell over to its left.
Let's hope this never happens.
Yeah, so anyways, it didn't shake or anything. So the ground itself actually moved, and it went, I think, eastward about a quarter mile, just all at once, like a snapping rubber band.
My God.
And then I was standing there looking at the water, and initially it's kind of calm because it happened and then it was over. Then all of a sudden, all the water started to churn, just like and eventually looked like about like a class 5 rapids.
Okay.
And it was just mud and debris in the water. And then after about, half a minute to a minute, it sort of began to move to the left quickly. And then it started to increase in speed and faster and faster. And then from the right, more movement looked like almost like a wave came in from the right. And I looked at the satellite images and stuff. There's actually what they call a wicket dam to the right. I think that dam collapsed because there's a series of locks on the Ohio River.
Now, you said you've been doing this over 25 years and still nothing has happened. Why is it taking so long?
Because it's going to happen now.
Now you think it's happening?
No, yes. Because I know, for example, when I looked at across the river, all the events that I've seen were during the summertime.
Okay.
And in this particular instance, I look across the river and it's all trees. And they're bright green, indicating
summer.
Early or midsummer.
Yeah, good point.
And so then... the water just began to increase and increase in velocity, and it got up to like freeway speeds. It was moving about 60 miles an hour at the end, and then it just stopped. The drink stopped right there.
Well, I'm going to check into this. And you've had these kinds of clairvoyant things happen on other issues?
Oh, yeah, lots, everything. I mean... war in the Middle East, the invasion of Muslims of Europe, nuclear events.
Okay. Well, you were born this way. You had this gift.
Yeah, so anyway, but I've got one other one. I've got actually numerous ones, but these are massive, massive, massive earthquakes.
Well, and they create tsunamis and everything else. All right, we're gonna chart these things down. We write all these things down. Because you just never, never know what could happen at all. Yeah, I'm off to Denver. Well, I'll give you the old travel schedule. Why do I give it to you? I don't know, but I do. I'm going to Denver for Beyond Belief tapings this weekend, and then straight to St. Louis. We're going to be doing the shows out of the cave for 1 month, but we've got that live event next Saturday, so we're looking forward to that. Tom, it's been a long time since you were in St. Louis, too, hasn't it? Very long time. And so you're going to have a good time in St. Louis. You haven't been there since my son's wedding.
Oh, I can't wait. Are you kidding?
It's been a long time.
God, that was a long time ago.
That was a real long time ago. It really is.
I can remember the church. It was a very nice church.
Yeah, it was.
I think it sticks out in my mind.
Great time indeed. Okay. We'll be back in a moment with more open lines for you. And again, just do the social network thing with us if you would. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook, if you would. We've got Instagram going now, too. And we've got it all going for you. It's all there. And if you haven't subscribed to our free newsletter, take advantage of it and get it. It's called the Coast Zone Newsletter, and you can get it at coasttocoastam.com. Well, welcome back to Coast. We've got a great series of programs for you this weekend. Lisa Gard, Jimmy Church, all of them doing their thing for you right here on Coast to Coast AM. I'll be back Monday originating out of the cave in St. Louis. So great shows there for you. Okay, back with our final segment here of Open Lines. And Tom, you have a text for us. Let's do that now.
I do. This is really cool. Jeremy in Sioux Falls. Love the show. I'm 80 years old, and I want to try to learn the guitar. Do you think I'm being silly?
Not at all.
That's, isn't that great?
That's great.
That is, music is so great, and that's awesome.
You know what?
You
have to do what you have to do. I tried learning the guitar when I was a teenager, and I just could never get it. So I turned to singing instead. It was easier for me.
I took 2 years of guitar, and if I would have stuck to it, I'd probably be playing the Forum right now.
Billy Gibbons would be impressed.
He would.
Were you pretty good?
I was okay. I needed to keep going. And I just
could you read music?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good too. I was never able to do that.
Not easy to do, but it's pretty cool when you can pick it up and you see the tune forming when you start learning, and then you hear and you go, yeah, it sounds like something.
Yep, I love it. Okay, thanks, Tom.
Okay.
Okay, let's go down to Marcus in the Netherlands on our Skype line. Hello, Marcus.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the program.
Well, how nice to finally, be live.
Yeah, absolutely. How did you find us in the Netherlands?
Well, it's a long story, but I'm listening for years now, and the last year, 2015, I listened to you every night, and I got it just by searching other websites, and then
you just found us.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. How are things out that way?
Well, it's not so good over here. Things are getting hot because. All the immigrants are coming over here, and people are really they're not welcoming them, and there's lots of things happening.
Oh, jeez.
And the media, the mainstream here, is like, they never give you the truth.
No, like, they don't investigate, do they? They don't report the facts.
And it's really funny, because when you do the news segment,
yeah,
then... I hear stuff happening in France that I don't hear on the radio here.
were you born out there, Marcus?
Sorry?
Were you born in the Netherlands?
Yeah, I'm from the oldest city in the Netherlands. It's a place called Dordrecht. And you were talking about the Netherlands with Jim Marsh yesterday.
I sure was. Exactly.
Yeah, but I know a lot of history. The first Bible was translated here, and the first poem was.
Lots of history there.
Yeah, lots. So I'm very proud to come from here. But also politically, because you talked about him, about certain people from Holland went over the United States in the early days.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest salesmen of those of that time, they came from here, like Michael de Ruyter,
right?
And the two brothers Cornelius and John de Witt, and they founded Holland, and they sailed the seas, and got in fight with the English and stuff. So it all started here.
I remember in Michigan, I was born in Detroit, they always had the Tulip Festival up there in Holland, Michigan, way up in the near the Upper Peninsula.
Oh, very cool.
A long time. Well, good. So you listen to us on the internet. You've got Skype, so you can get through. What are they saying about our presidential candidates, Donald Trump and possibly Hillary Clinton?
You've got a lot of left and right over here too.
Yeah.
And the left people, they are more democratic, and they were in favor of Bernie Sanders. The people on the right, over here people are really direct in what they think, and it's funny that you asked that, because I bumped into an American woman over here. She was from Texas, and I'm very surprised what she said. She says, "Well," she says, "Marcus, Bernie Sanders would be a more fitted candidate, because the Clintons, everybody in the United States, they all, the dynasties."
Yeah,
forget it.
You're very good, Marcus. You're very good. Call in a lot. I want to get your perspective on what's happening out there in Europe, if you would. So thank you. Appreciate it. Jason in Indiana. Hey, Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Jason. Thank you.
Yeah, I was first time caller. I listen to you every night on the way home from work, and I've been trying to call you about this Ouija board stuff I was wanting to call you about, and then I heard about this on the way home, and I was like all excited to talk to you, because I used to play the Ouija board by myself.
Oh, boy.
lot of cool stuff. Like I could have a friend over, and I'd play it by myself a lot, and I'd say, you know,
anything happen?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, if there's something here, make a noise, and like 2 liter and a trash can would like pop, and then I'd be like, do it again, and it would pop again. But one time, I was talking to the Ouija board, and it said, do you want to know how to make a real one? And I was like, yeah. And it said, you know, get a tree struck by lightning, and then like burn the letters into the board.
Wow.
And then like take a drop of your blood and put in each letter. Well, that night, there was a big time storm, and a tree right in my backyard just, it was like perfect to make one, and it kind of freaked me out, so I didn't.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, but I was thinking, man, that's probably, I wanted to hear what your guest had on to say something about, you know, anything like a board. And I remember another guy you had on that had all kinds of Ouija boards from all over.
Right.
And
old ones.
What he thought about if any boards have been made by lightning strike.
That's pretty interesting that you said that.
I was all excited about telling you about it.
I'm glad you didn't finally ever make one. Thanks for the call, Jace. Let's go to Herb in Oregon. Welcome to the show. Hey, Herb, good morning to you.
Great to talk to you, George. Hey. First-time caller, long-time listener. I have a couple comments. I wanted to go back to the Ouija board lady also.
Sure.
The first comment was that, you know, I had a very successful business and a career, and I was also in intelligence in the military in D.C. I would say that, honestly, 99.5% of what the American people know is not true. They don't know the truth. They don't know what's going on. And it's all following the money. It's everything.
It's always been that way. Yep.
It's always the money. Now, the other two things I wanted to hear your comment, I saw some commentary by you once about a hole in the south of the Antarctica, that's been reduced flyover space, possibility of aliens. And then I saw a program about an entity that the Tlingit Indians up on the west coast call Acoustica. And apparently it's a shape-shifting thing that they're very scared to talk about. And what it does is it turns itself into, like, for example, he said his grandmother was in a smokehouse, and he saw her out by the woods beckoning him to come in. And apparently people get lost, disappear, et cetera, et cetera. They had to have a shaman do a exorcism of the building where they did the talking about. And I wondered if there perhaps was just some global entity of unknown origin that is evil in nature, and it may be the same thing all over.
Well, it very well could be. Too much evil out there, don't you think?
Very.
Herb, thanks. And stay safe. Stay safe. Somebody just called and said Holland, Michigan is on the west side of the state. It's been a long time since I went up that way. I was used to think it was by the Upper Peninsula, but it's gorgeous up there. They have the Tulip Festival up there every year. I've got a map of that. Let's see where. Okay, yeah, it's on the west side of the state, right across the middle of the state, so it's not up too high at all. We're good. All my years in Michigan, I never went out there. Let's go next to Johnny in Arkansas, east of the Rockies. Let's get you in here real fast. Johnny, go ahead.
How you doing, George?
Good, Johnny.
First of all, I want to wish you a belated happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you a lot because you get me and my wife through the night every night. We use newspaper carriers, and we're delivering papers, and she's on one route, and I'm on another route. And I'm going to shout out to her. Her name's Kelly. And, George, I just wanted to challenge all your listeners tonight. The guy that's in Alaska, I believe it was, that's living in a tent.
Yes.
I'm with you, my friend. I don't know how in the world he does it.
20 degree below zero in a tent? I couldn't do it.
I want to challenge all your listeners, George. Everybody donate a dollar tonight, and George Norrie to support you, man. And if everybody would donate a dollar to him, we could get that family set up.
Yeah, he's got to call us back. I want to get his address, and then we'll see what we're going to work out for him.
Yeah, okay. But I'd be willing to donate myself, my friend. And also, I just wanted to tell you, this world is really getting wicked. I tell you, me and my wife have racks that we put papers in.
Uh-huh.
And, man, we lose money all the time of people stealing newspapers.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Sometimes we lose $12 a week or
That's
more.
That's crazy. And I bet, have you seen the thickness of newspapers since the internet's been popping? That's been getting smaller and smaller, hasn't it?
Yes, sir. It's been getting more and more. I tell my wife each and every day, I said, we might need to start looking for different jobs because pretty soon we may not have one.
I know. Yeah, I know. Well, you deliver. Maybe work with UPS or something. They're doing well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right. You be safe out there.
Thank you, my friend, and you have a good night.
Okay, absolutely. Well, we're getting close to wrapping things up for this Open Lines. Not as spooky as I thought. This was different. Tonight was a different set of open lines. And, you know, we have many open lines during the week, either Tuesday or Wednesday, generally reacting to things that are going on during the week. But that seems to be extremely popular these days, and it's going very, very well for us.
Well, I never knew I had Martians in my garden. And I never knew there were aliens on my roof. I got shadow people, and they're living in my basement. Got a funny feeling Bigfoot's gonna be here soon. I was so blind before, I was so unaware. But now I swear I'm seeing Sasquatch over there. And I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. Now I can see the light, and I also see a ghost. 'Cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Well, you never knew that your baby was a hybrid. But as he grew, you began to see the clues. Now you know the signs, 'cause you learned it from George Norrie. Even while you sleep, you got Martians watching you. I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. And I can see the light, and I also see a ghost. 'Cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Good morning or good evening, wherever you may be. Whichever world you're living in, whatever century. Your voice is always welcome here on my radio. Call in with your space transmitter or your telephone. And I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. Now I can see the light, and I also see a ghost. Coast to Coast, 'cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast.
For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Lottasour, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.